Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Lickety-split fashion.
That's what they call me on the beat. Lickety-split.
Lickety-split Weeder.
Dan Weeder.
We'll mention this mainly because Dan Weeder said we would mention this nugget.
Bears beat reporter for The Athletic.
Ben, first drive of the third quarter, you got that little short completion to Rome. They didn't touch him, and he went and pushed a pile.
Dan, I think we're losing you a little bit. We'll go to Kevin, and then we'll come back to you.
Hey, Ben, I can ask a question I'm sure Dan would want to ask.
Co-host of the Take the North podcast.
One more really lasting. And each, just going through the Dan Weeder checkpoints here. C word? No? Yes? Today? No?
We haven't got the nines. Nine wins. Is
oh, nine was the... Oh, okay.
That's the checkpoint. That's where
we're going to lock it.
That's when we're going to do a whole C word podcast, which I know our audience is very thrilled. Stutz will have to put together a good guest list for that, you know?
Oh, yeah. That would be a monumental moment for sure.
C word bonanza podcast.
Oh, my God.
Dan Weeder.
Go ahead, Dan.
With Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
The Bears are going to take on the Steelers on Sunday. This is a really interesting time for this franchise, and I'm sure to cover them. Dan Weederer joins us now on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. Weedsy, thanks for joining us. Have you figured out who's playing linebacker for the Bears on Sunday?
Before I get to that, let me just tell you how much I love Tanny. Those openings every week, I don't know what to expect. And I get on here and he's always got a nice surprise waiting. So that was a wonderful way to come in as it relates to the
Dan, he asked me, actually, it's a true story. He asked me if I would cut that yesterday. He was tight on time. And I said, can I help you with anything? And he said, could you cut the Dan Weeder open tomorrow? I said, I could. It won't be good. So you're welcome. I didn't.
Oh, good. Okay, good. For those wondering, the C word rhymes with vulture. So that's the one that we'll get to once the Bears get to 9-1. So
I'm really glad that you cleared that up because I was afraid to ask. I felt like that was just an opportunity for all of us to get fired. So I'm glad that you cleared that up.
It rhymes with vulture. So we'll get there when the Bears get 9 wins. Their path to 9 wins might require one on Sunday. And to your question, Lawrence, about the linebacking core, you're going to have a rookie in Ruben Hippolyte out there. You're going to have DeMarco Jackson out there. Aman Ogbonbamiga, who's a core special teamer. I don't know what they'll need from him in terms of any defensive snaps on Sunday. And then you've got a couple practice squad guys in Carl Jones and Jalen Reeves-Maben, who may be in line to get a promotion to the active roster for Sunday. So this is chicken wire and bubble gum right now in that level of the defense.
So they were in the nickel 100% of the time last week. C.J. Gardner-Johnson did not miss a snap, and you add up the snaps of the outside corners, and so they're just going to stay in the nickel? Can they do that against the Steelers team with five DBs on every play?
Well, you're going to be in that a lot, you know, and that's just the modern NFL and where you play a lot of it. Dennis Allen's going to have to find answers to figure out what works best for the entire defense with the pieces he has with him. And then obviously against an offense that they want to figure out how they can best neutralize a little bit. We're all, you know, all eyes on Aaron Rodgers, obviously, to see what his status is for Sunday. And it should be a good test. You know, I mean, this is a pretty demanding part of the schedule here, not only with Sunday's game, but with the quick turnaround next week to go to Philly. And so it's just a reminder of how much football is left and how on top of things that the Bears have to beat it to stay in the groove that they've been in.
Considering when you came in to cover the Bears after having covered the Vikings, what's your view on Aaron Rodgers and his relationship with the other fan bases in the division?
Aaron's awesome because he's just such a perfect character to cover on a stage like this. And you know how cocky and borderline arrogant Aaron Rodgers is and how much he enjoys torturing these other fan bases. And then he tries to dress it up with some, you know, pleasantries and compliments and all this other stuff. But he's a competitor and he appreciates, you know, the history of the league and the history of the Bears-Packers rivalry, which always obviously carries over into whatever matchup for him is there on Sunday at Soldier Field. And so, look, like, I've enjoyed watching him play. I think it's a true treat to watch one of the all-time greats do what he does. Obviously, Bears fans have not enjoyed the headaches and the torture that he's put on them over the years. And I think this is just fun. You know, this is what you look forward to. And those of us that want to see this Bears team take a step, I think want to see them try to take this challenge against Aaron Rodgers, no matter what stage of his career he's in. And obviously, the Bears seem to be an up-and-coming team here with a chance to take a swing here.
What did you think of Ben Johnson's response when asked if Caleb Williams played like Aaron Rodgers? That was interesting this week, no?
We replayed the first part of that from Ben on the Take North podcast a couple times because it was the sounds that Ben made before he gave his answers where he was like, and it just... You know, I think it was one of those sort of moments where you realize how far he realizes his quarterback has to go to be even in the same conversation as a guy like Aaron Rodgers, who's accomplished so much in his career. And so, look, it's another little insight into this head coach's demanding nature and his desire to get Caleb Williams to be playing the style of football that needs to be played at this level to reach a higher tier of quarterbacking play. And so it was a great little moment there in the middle of the week that was a reminder of where Caleb needs to go, despite some of the improvement he's made and the success that the team has had so far.
Cause you don't always have to play the quick game, but sometimes you have to play the quick game and you better be able to do it and get the ball out fast. And frankly, this week seems like a week where maybe they're going to have to do it with some issues with the pass rush coming from the Steelers here.
Yeah, there's no question. And that was part of that quote where Ben was like, you know, Aaron spits it out really quick and our guy, you know, not so much all the time. Right. And like, so it was a reminder that that's going to be part of the growth of Caleb, is understanding when to get the ball out quickly, how to get the ball out quickly. Really good discussion this week between both Ben and then later with Declan Doyle about understanding the depth of the pocket and with the way that these edge rushers get off, making sure you don't get too deep and expose yourself to unnecessary risk by not being fully aware of where your tackles can protect you. And so that's going to be, you know, one of those exact things, you know, one of these things where you have to be very precise to keep yourself out of harm's way. Caleb, as we know, has done a really, really good job for his first two years in the league of taking care of the football, and you just want to make sure that's there again Sunday. The Steelers have 9 interceptions. They've forced 14 fumbles and recovered 9 of those, and so there is some peril out there if you're not careful.
You know, I probably...
Yeah, that part. That part. Speaking of the peril that might... the peril that might be out there for Caleb, when we talked about other quarterbacks that were mobile as Bears quarterbacks, there was always the fear of those guys getting hurt. Now, Caleb has done an incredible disappearing act when he has been in the sights of defenders. Is it even talked about amongst the Bears overall, the idea of we love the plays that he makes, but even with some of those great plays, there's tremendous risk to him?
Well, I'll be honest. I think he does a really, really good job of protecting his body. You know, he doesn't expose himself to a lot of massive hits, and it's a testament to his instincts. It's a testament to his awareness. And even when he is kind of in some of these circus scrambles that he's in, he really does a nice job of making sure he doesn't get crushed. And so, you know, that's a plus. Now, look, you guys were here with me through the Justin Fields era where we were talking about tucking and running and how much, you know, fuel that uses and how often that can expose you to some risk. And you've got to find the right balance between tuck and run and scramble and throw. And Caleb now in recent weeks has been encouraged to scramble more and tuck and run. And so finding that balance over the last 7 weeks of this season is going to be really, really interesting to see where he's at with that, because ultimately to unlock the next level of your offense, you want to have that dual threat when you're off script of being able to beat teams with your legs and then also have them fear you beating them with your legs, and then you make a throw that really changes the game.
This segment with Dan Wiederer is brought to you by Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS. And it's also sponsored by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. It's meant to be. Dan, we focused a lot on the defensive side of the injury report. Theo Benedet has been listed as questionable. We talked to Ian Eagle from the broadcast team last hour. And listen to this with us, and
sure.
Because it sounded like, did Ian hear this maybe in a coach's meeting or something? You listen to this, and you tell us whether we should be scared of this happening.
And they're getting by on the offensive line, and it's going to be tested again. It looks like that left tackle position, there might be a new player in there based on the injury to Benedet, and it could be the rookie Trapillo gets his opportunity.
Is that does that sound informed? Do you have any intel on this?
That's new to me, unless they were more worried about the Benedet injury than I was led to believe. So that is a little new to me. I'm not saying it's off base, but I was not aware that was in the cards. I know we did have a chance on Thursday to talk to Dan Rashard, the offensive line coach, and he sort of talked about the improvement that's needed for Theo as he continues his growth as an offensive lineman. But I hadn't picked up on anything this week that led me to believe that they were shaking up the lineup there. So that's something to keep an eye on, I guess.
I mean, unless he's just guessing looking at the injury report, Lawrence, it just sounded like the kind of thing maybe you heard in the meeting, is all I'm guessing.
No doubt. Like it struck me as being something that we needed to double back on and talk a little bit about. I'll ask you, Dan, is Ozzie really the best choice if they end up in a situation where they need someone to play left tackle?
Well, the decision that was made coming out of camp and then heading into the regular season was that he wasn't very comfortable on that side at all, and that he's much more natural and much more kind of locked in when he's on that right side. And unless they've seen some huge jump here in practice in recent weeks that gives them increased comfort, you know, obviously I think that would be where you'd have to turn in an emergency because you don't have many other places to turn. I just got the sense that Ozzie's discomfort throughout July and August and in early September on that left side was something that left them a little anxious. And so they didn't really want to play around with that. So I guess we'll keep an eye on that and see if any surprises are there for us on Sunday afternoon.
How about Jalen Johnson? What'd you make of the way that Ben talked about it? They do have a Friday game looming.
To me, that's the big part of the equation is the Friday game. And when you're talking about a guy who's missed so much time, needs to ramp back up and needs to have the appropriate recovery time once he gets back into live football, it would just make a lot more sense to hold him out this week, reconsider him for Friday. And then if you play that Friday game, again, what I think that the luxury that they have is they've got depth, and you know that you can use Nashawn Wright, if you say, okay, we're going to put Jalen on a pitch count, you know, and we're going to use him just to get his feet wet again, and then we can give him a longer runway after the Philly game into Green Bay to recover and get himself in the right place. I think we're all sort of encouraged that we're having this conversation right now, which is something that would have seemed unimaginable just a couple of weeks ago. So it's a tribute to how quickly Jalen got himself back in the mix here. But it just seems really, really daunting to try to have him play two games in 6 days, given all the time that he's missed.
I found myself being really impressed with how quickly Colston Loveland has gotten better. Watching him in the first couple of weeks, I was like, ooh, like maybe he's not on time and in sync with Caleb Williams. And I think since then, he has looked more comfortable doing pretty much every aspect of the tight end job. How did we get here with the first round pick?
Well, I'll start here because he is such a low maintenance player for a coaching staff. You know, just there are zero headaches. You tell him what he needs to work on. He goes and works on it. He's dedicated himself to becoming a professional as a rookie, understanding the routine, understanding how to study, understanding how to work, understanding the details that Ben demands. I mean, he's just an A-plus student in that regard. And so then you just work to bring him along the way he goes. I had a conversation with him in the locker room last week about some of the things he picked up studying Nico Collins back in the day. As a, you know, Nico Collins, obviously a wide receiver, but a bigger body wide receiver, and Colston, obviously more of a receiving tight end, and just picking up on some of the nuances on how to get open at this level. And so separation was a big plus on his scouting report coming out of Michigan. And you're going to want to see that show up more in an offense where Ben's trying to create opportunities for all these playmakers to get the ball in space and then go make a play. And, you know, there was a play last week, obviously, in Minnesota where Colston, you know, gets the ball in space and turns it into a big chunk. And the next thing you know, your offense is humming for a little bit.
Yeah. And Luther Burden's the number three wideout, right? I mean, that's Ben basically talked about him. He's earned it now, it seems.
Yeah, and this is good news for the Bears to have these highly drafted players coming along, you know, toward the back half of their rookie season and earning the trust of the coaching staff to get more opportunity. And then you just got to do your best with the increased opportunity that's there for you. And so we'll see how Burden's role continues to increase as the season moves along and what he can provide. You know, look, like this is a very pivotal stretch here, and we're very fortunate that the Bears are right in the thick of this playoff chase here. And then their awareness, I think, internally, that they are on a tightrope, you know, and we're very conceivably 7 days away from me coming back on here next Friday with a 7-5 football team, right? And it's talking about like, oh God, how did we get here so fast with these games against the Steelers and the Eagles? If you're not right up to speed with what you need to do against these opponents, you could lose two really quick and then put yourself in a dangerous situation. But all these players have to understand that urgency even as they continue their development.
In the non-Aaron Rodgers category, when you look at the Steelers, what interests you as a matchup?
I mean, it's what we talked about just a bit ago. It's being able to neutralize that pass rush. And it's TJ Watt. You know, it's Nick Herbig, who's having a good year. Alex Highsmith is doubtful for this game, which is a break for the Bears to not have another one of those guys coming screaming off the edge at them. And so it's just finding ways to protect that and keep yourself where you want to be offensively. Part of the way to do that is to be effective running the football. I think it's been really impressive to see the Bears going to their bye week, you know, a month plus ago and say, we need to find answers for our running game. And then to be walking into to late November with the second ranked rushing attack in the league. And you go, wow, this is truly impressive for them to search for answers, find answers, and then find answers that make them one of the best in the league at doing what they want to do. And so I think that's got to be a big part of Sunday as well.
Dan, great piece on Cairo Santos this week on the Athletic. I got to admit, I chuckled a little when he was named a captain. I'll hold up a hand and say I was like, really? Really? But then you heard him talk after the game winner, and everything just sounded like exactly what you'd want a leader of the team to sound like, I got to say.
And that's how he's been since he got here. He's really a fun guy to talk to because he's another one of these guys who's a pro's pro. He's a total technician, goes after every single day looking for some way to get himself better. I know Chicago felt a ton of anxiety when he missed that field goal in the fourth quarter last week. And it is a high profile miss in a big moment, right? And so it gives you some of that anxiety and that dread that, oh God, we've got a very memorable season now that's going to need the kicker to be solid. It's very notable to me that they don't go back indoors again for the rest of the regular season. Four more at Soldier Field. You obviously play at Green Bay, at Philly, at San Francisco. And so it's not like there's going to be these ideal kicking conditions for the rest of the year. But Cairo feels like he's steeled his mindset over the years playing here to be a good cold weather, adverse condition type of kicker. And now he's going to be tested as we get into the later stages of the season to be a reason that the Bears stay in the playoff chase and not a reason that they fall out of it.
I'm glad that we have you on because we do need to get a point of order. Is it fair right now, considering that the Bears are in first place by themselves?
Oh, my God. Such a good point, Lawrence. I'm so glad you're bringing it up.
Have they actually taken the North? And are we in the portion now where they're not allowed to give it back?
Capital N, capital O, 5 exclamation points at the back end of it. Taking the North requires being the division champ when the regular season ends. It's ridiculous that this conversation has happened this week in this city. I've been very upset at this conversation because this North ain't taken. You know, the Detroit Lions took it a couple years ago. They haven't given it back yet. And in order for you to take it from them, you know, at a minimum, you're going to have to beat them in the season finale, right? And there's a lot of football between now and then. But no, this thing is not taken until there's actually a championship trophy somewhere.
All right. Well, yeah, it makes sense that he's one of the arbiters. He is the co-host of the Take the North podcast. Will you agree, though, Dan, if they win the division, will you change the name of the podcast, even if just temporarily, to Took the North?
I think we should do that for at least, what do we say? Let's say 2 weeks at a minimum. It's got to be changed to Took the North if they indeed win the division.
All right.
I think that is fair, and I'm glad that we got that straightened out.
And Dan, have a wonderful weekend.
Yes.
But before I get out of here, if they take the North.
Yeah.
That means that they've gotten to at least 9 victories, which means the C Word podcast is unlocked. Yeah. It's a new level for everybody. It rhymes with vulture.
Oh God, you're gonna
very important to say that part of it.
Yeah.
Yes, that is true. Have a wonderful time with the game. We will talk to you soon.
All right, fellas. Happy Thanksgiving as well. I won't talk to you before then.
Thanks, Dan.
See you guys.
Man, by the way, tonight the Bulls are back home to host the Heat in NBA Cup group play. Funky Floor.
Friday night.
Funky Floor. Pre-game coverage begins right here at 6:45. Tip off at 7 on the score. And the Fitzgerald Equipment Bulls.
Radio Network. Powered by a heli forklift.
Nice!
Yeah, man.
Yeah, you finished that one. You know what's what.
I have a lot of that stuff memorized, like Bird was talking about. This is what I meant. I could have taken this brain to law school, but no. I make funnies on the radio.
Yeah, it's, you know, think about all those lawsuits that might have been won or lost with your skills out there in those law
probably
schools.
Probably lost. Yeah. Let's be real.
Yeah, if you're out there trying lawsuits and Ian Eagle's working at NASA, this country looks a lot different, man.
I think for the better.
Yeah.
I want Ian on that wall. I need Ian on that wall.
Tanny's been sitting on a treasure trove of Steelers-related audio, and it is time empty the vault and really get ready for this game with a couple of very amazing specific angles. So let's do that, shall we? We'll do it next, as a matter of fact, on Spiegel & Holmes here on The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Tight end Washington, running roughshod, bulldozing, plowing, wow, catch and run. 31.
That man is a problem. He is a giant man that can move, and he was, what, 270 down in Georgia, and now he is 311 pounds.
Well, it was 264 in the draft data, and it never got updated. Literally until this week. You love big men who can move. That's why you like working with me.
It's true. We saw that when you were explaining to Olin your days back as a center for the Mighty Sequoias.
For the Mighty Sequoias. But yeah, we were very excited. We had a three-man offensive line, and we added up to 700 pounds. The day we realized that, we were very excited that we had a 700-pound line. The Steelers can put 1,000 pounds of beef on one side. If they want, and often they do. But this dude, Darnell Washington, their tight end, had talked about his weight and never really admitted what it was. And then it was a topic because, like, it says 264. In fact, his tight ends coach, Alfredo Roberts, was asked about it earlier in the year and was talking about Darnell.
Can't, you know, expect a guy to be 6'7 and 300 plus. Boom. I said that out loud. He is a big
264,
man. 264. Yeah. That's what I meant. 264. He's a big man.
So it was.
Okay. So they had inklings.
They had inklings. But yeah, I think they knew. They knew, but they weren't supposed to say it. Nobody was saying it. Why are we lying about our weight, people? What are we doing here in the NFL? Go ahead and be who you are. And then this week, Darnell Washington told the St. Browns the truth.
How much do you weigh?
Yeah, bro. I got to ask, bro. Because we looked it up.
The internet says 260. I'm bro. Like, not 260, bro.
Yeah, bro. We looked it up. Like, no way.
Yeah. Ain't. Yeah. I ain't finna cap to y'all. I ain't weighing myself in a minute, but I
bro, what
I
do you
know.
Mean? You got weigh-ins every week.
Look.
Yeah. No way. Look, he's trying to get away. I ain't weighing myself in a minute.
Okay. Yeah. Look, I'm gonna keep it a buck.
Yeah.
I'm 3'11.
I knew it.
I'm
gonna
keep it a buck. Bro, I'm gonna keep it a buck.
Yeah. Cause I looked it up and it said 6'7, 275. I'm like, bro, he looks bigger than Jimmy Graham. Cause I play with Jimmy Graham. He's 6'7, 260 something. I'm like, he looks bigger than Jimmy Graham. I'm like, unless I'm tripping, like, bro. I'm like, yeah, no way.
You're just,
bro,
that's I'm 311. Yeah, a DB tackling you is unheard. Like, that's like us passing it to Panay. Like, that's crazy, bro.
You know what's funny? He's like, I ain't with myself in a minute. I ain't gonna cap. 311.
311, man.
311.
I appreciated Amon-Ra being like, hold up. He could say something like that to us. You can't say that to other players that know that you're weighing in on Wednesday. Like, come on, man. Like what are we doing here? That's a thing that you're trying to get away with.
Can you imagine, like, comparing his body to Jimmy Graham? Yeah, that's a no.
And Jimmy Graham was, what, 285, maybe?
Was he that big? I would have thought I don't know, but... This man does not look like that. He's 6'7", 311, looks every little bit of it. His old teammate at Georgia, Tyreek Stevenson, was asked this week how you have to think about and how you go about trying to tackle Darnell Washington.
What's the strategy to bringing him down? You got to want to. I think that's really what it is. It's a want to at that point. No strategy. You dive, he jump. You hang on, he drag. I don't know. So it's just definitely looking forward to it.
You got to want to.
I love that Tyreek is coming out of his shell a little bit and giving us some really good content inside, having some fun. It makes it easier when the team's doing really well. You're not the central figure of attention in a negative way.
Mm-hmm.
But I love, like, that's hilarious. And Jimmy Graham was 270. So,
wow.
Yeah, 40 pounds on a guy that looked like a monster when he was running the seams. The thing about Washington is watch him run. Like, it's a lot of times when you have some guys that are that size, they look like they're lumbering.
Yeah.
He is very smooth once he gets the ball in his hands.
I agree. And he's been targeted a lot more. Last 3 weeks, he's got 9 catches. And we're talking about a Bears team that ain't got no linebackers. It's got no Tremaine Edmonds, no TJ Edwards.
I ain't got no linebackers.
Darnell Washington ran a 4.64 40 at the combine.
That is absurd. That is absurd and unfair.
That is terrifying.
Lawrence, who gets asked to cover a tight end every once in a while? When you're playing the nickel, who gets tasked if they move people around and stuff? Who ends up covering the tight end?
Well, it depends. It's usually your weak side linebacker, but sometimes it's a safety. Sometimes, depending on what the formation is and what the defensive call is, your nickel guy could end up on a tight end depending on what it is you're running.
I'm imagining C.J. Gardner-Johnson trying to bring down Darnell Washington and what that is going to look like on Sunday. And maybe it's Jaquan Brisker sometimes having to deal with that enormity.
This does feel like a job for Jaquan Brisker, doesn't it?
Yeah,
like
I think so.
You're one of the tough guys on that defense. You're a guy that loves a big challenge like this. Here's the biggest challenge that you're going to see on the field. What will you do with it?
This Mike Tomlin chunk, Tanny, that you've got on Caleb Williams, does this talk about the spy quarterback? Does it mention that? The scout quarterback that they signed to imitate Caleb Williams in practice.
Can't say enough about what I've seen from Caleb Williams. Certainly I had studied him a lot, being a young guy in this league and an NFC guy, but just really impressed with his physical talents, his ability to throw the football, his accuracy, his arm strength, his ability to extend, his ability to see the full field while doing so, minimizing negativity, the creativity associated with his escapability and play extension is really challenging. It's not only challenging in the stadium, but to be quite honest with you, it's challenging to duplicate in the process of prep. I doubt Will Howard is going to give us a quality look at some of that stuff I've been looking at on tape, for example.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, that's not really Will Howard's game.
No offense, Will Howard from Ohio State, our number 3 quarterback. So they went out and signed somebody else. And this kid, whose name again, Alex?
John Rice Plumlee.
Thank you so much.
Alex is killing it with that guy's name today. Every time he's answering the bell.
Hey, I've always gotten Plumlees and Zellers confused. I always have my whole life. So thank you. But yeah, that dude's been doing the old Caleb 1-2 and the spin out as a member of the scout team. So,
look, you have to give the defense a fair look at these things. You've got to put someone out there with at least enough athleticism for them to be like, okay, I am well prepared for what it is that I'm going to see. That doesn't mean that you're going to stop Caleb. It just means that you have a better understanding of what it is. And the thing about Tomlin that it makes this game dangerous is you talk about the coaches say it all the time. He is someone that lives by the concept of attention to detail, and watching the attention to detail that we got a glimpse of with Alex, what's the kid's name again?
John Rice Plumlee.
Again, just tremendous.
That we saw.
I thought he wouldn't have it that time.
I was just testing him. That we see that it's not just here's what he looks like. Like this is how we're going to attack this.
Yeah, yeah. And here's the thing. I don't know who it is, whether it's JT Barrett or it's Declan or it's somebody else, but somebody better damn sure have shown Caleb the video that we've all seen where the scout team quarterback whose name, damn it, I'm so close.
Alex?
So close.
John Rhys Plumlee?
Way to go. So Caleb better have seen that video that shows the Steelers guys going for the back leg and the back arm and pausing and, you know, anticipating the spin, because maybe this is the week. Maybe Caleb steps forward. Maybe he moves up in the pocket instead and dekes them. Like, that he's got to show his counter, perhaps, in those possible Houdini moments. I'm afraid of it. I'm afraid of the whole damn thing. It's why, unfortunately, I end up picking the Steelers. Here's Brian Baldinger on the Steelers pass rush and Caleb Williams.
I think Nick Herbig's their best, to be honest with you. You know, he's a kid out of Wisconsin, and I know him really well. His brother played in Philadelphia, Nate, and he's a Hawaiian kid. But he leads him in sacks right now. He's got himself an interception. He's got a couple forced fumbles. He's just got a knack. He's got a great electric takeoff, and he generally plays over the left tackle, so Theo is going to see a guy that can really, really turn the corner. I mean, he's an excellent pass rusher. TJ from the other side. They got a bunch of young kids in the middle, along with Cam Hayward. But they've got every blitz scheme that there is if they need to do that. They also can win one-on-ones. But the best way to do it, I mean, the Bears are a big two tight end team, Colson Loveland, Cole Kmet. I mean, you just put those guys in wing positions and, you know, in any kind of a passing formation, and you use those guys to chip on their way out into the routes. I mean, that's one way to do it. You can also slide, you know, away from certain guys and double team the other guy that you slide away from. So there's methods that Ben has. He's seen great pass rushers before as a coordinator in Detroit and already this season. Up in Minnesota, they've got some excellent pass rushers. But you saw Caleb, you know, get out of the grips of Dallas Turner and other guys last week. He's just, you know, he's a Houdini when guys are on top of him, and he's just got rare ability. Well, I don't know how anybody can emulate, honestly, what Caleb does. He's he's just rare. I mean, the way he can spin, and I mean, he's just a human joystick, and he's strong. You know, it's hard to get him to the ground. But talking about getting him to the ground, I mean, last year at this time, after 10 games, he'd been sacked 41 times.
Hmm.
He's been sacked 16 times.
Wow.
You know, once every 21 pass attempts, which is pretty good. Like, he's taken far fewer sacks, but he's getting rid of the ball much better. He's been well coached, and it's, you can see this you can see the trajectory that he's on right now, because I don't think he's even close to where he's going to be. But you can see the trajectory of what good coaching, a sound system, a run first mentality. Like, you can see all those things beginning to kick in here.
Boy, it's Brian Baldinger from the morning show. That's good stuff.
You know, the defensive coordinators are committing Harry Carey.
don't do that.
Hello again, everybody.
That's what they say when they walk in. That's how they're doing it.
I mean, he shouldn't have been committed. It was like he struggled mentally, like a lot of people, but committing Harry Carey.
You know, the defensive coordinators are committing Harry Carey.
To what? To where? What kind of facility are we talking about? That's not right.
No, you should leave him alone.
You think how much? What's the percentage of our listeners who know that Harry Carey is also a form of suicide?
I was going to say a form of self-harm.
A form of self-harm in Asian cultures, right?
I'm not sure that Baldy's saying it correctly, which might, and that's the funny part of it, because it's
Hari Kari, right?
It's Hari Kari.
Yeah, that's... But I would get why someone would look at it and say Harry Carey.
You know, the defensive coordinators are committing Harry Carey.
The special teams coordinators are committing Chip Carey. I couldn't even get it out without laughing. They're committing Chip Carey.
No one ever talks about Skip except for George Hoffman.
George Hoffman does. You're right. But this, I mean, HT was out there.
Skip Carey, whose pappy was the legendary Harry and whose son is Skip, died in his sleep last night. Make that his son Chip.
What? George, what? Which Carey is getting committed? And what coordinator is doing it? What are you talking about, George? George Hoffman all over the show this week. All over.
Yeah, as he should be. He's doing some good reporting on what's going on with the Cubs. And that's an all-timer. We were talking about Jules before in transition. Like, the stuff that would come out of the update booth.
Oh.
It's just incredible.
Just exquisite. Just absolutely exquisite. Lawrence, the head coach of the Bears, he's just like us.
Ooh, we will tell you how next here on The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Yeah, you know, we call today Feel Good Friday, so I'm trying to stick to that, you know?
I like it.
Afternoons on The Score.
James Cook puts 6 on the board, capping a 10-play, 81-yard drive that took 4:44 off the clock. That 45-yard touchdown run put him over 1,000 yards rushing for the third straight season. He is the third Bills running back all time to have 3 straight 1,000-yard rushing seasons. Wow. Thurman Thomas, O.J. Simpson, and James Cook.
Wow.
I would say it's great company he keeps.
Incredible company he keeps.
And he did it by week 12. Maybe the more impressive thing.
Hey, Twitter world, this is yours truly.
That's a weird place to be in.
Really impressive company that he keeps. Amazing.
From a football standpoint. Yeah, of course.
That's what he meant. It took me a little while. We heard that highlight. I'm like, why are we playing a James Cook thing? Like, oh, here it comes. And there it was.
No one looks out for the juice like Chris Tannehill.
he's just always looking out. Keep looking
his
out.
Memory alive.
Hat to Deshaun Sears. He had it first.
Oh, good job, Sean. Way to go. Way to play to your audience, the senior audio producer. So, I mean, folks, if you haven't heard this yet, find the video of it, either on Twitter or wherever, although Twitter's a hellscape. But anyway, find the video of it because the grin that comes across Ben Johnson's face, my man, oh my goodness. He was, I don't know how this came up. I don't know how it came up, but they were talking about video games, football video games, and in fact, Madden.
Played Madden growing up.
Madden?
Yeah.
Occasionally.
Were you a thrower or a runner? What was your team?
Shoot. I always like taking the bad teams and make the franchise mode and try to build them up from there, but more of a thrower, yeah.
There's a metaphor in there somewhere, right?
Yeah, there's got to be.
Dude, of course he was a thrower, but he was a franchise builder. That's what he liked to do on Madden.
Of course. It totally tracks that's what he likes to do. It's what a lot of people, you know what I find is interesting about that in video game land now is that there are the people, and I always thought this was weird when I was more of a gamer. There are the people that as the games have advanced where you can really be in the front office and making the decisions that's more fun than the gameplay mode of the game.
Yeah, it is, right? It's funny, like, I got a Formula One racing game for Christine because after she had watched Drive to Survive, and there's so much you have to do before you can just get on the damn track and drive because they've engineered it. Like, you have to do all of this stuff to build your team and pick your driver and build your car, and, like, she got super bored, but that's what a lot of the games have in there, either as an option or even just as kind of an onboarding thing. Boog, our buddy Boog, is right now out in San Diego recording new voice tracks for MLB The Show 2026.
Oh, man. He is living the life.
I know, dude. He's in San Diego and recording. He said he gets to do some fun stuff. He gets to put in some nonsense. Easter eggs.
There should be Easter eggs, like all sorts of stuff in there for sure.
Yeah, I was suggesting, a little something for our show.
Oh, yeah?
Uh-huh. I don't know.
All right, well, he probably rejected it.
That's a wrap!
That checks out. That checks out, actually.
Man, next week's going to be fun for you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Lawrence Holmes and Chris Tannehill have been looking forward to the weekend.
All right, protocol for show thread during the Bears game. What are we doing? I'll still be active, I think.
I'm in it. I'm going to be watching it for sure.
Yeah. I'll be watching. Me and Alex will be watching. Thanks.
I
when's the cutoff
like
for text and we can
just
send?
Work with you. So.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We actually have a relationship, Lawrence. It's an excellent point.
Yeah, so if you guys want to, I'm totally fine. I won't have to worry about putting any stuff together for the show.
No.
But I'm going to be chilling watching the Bears game, I imagine, after having some pancakes.
Oh. Hey, Tanny, just checking. You're still going to cut 100% of the incredible audio that you provide for every Bears Monday, right? That's all.
No, I don't know about that.
Not going to work here anymore.
Alex, absorb Tanny's job by Monday. All right, thank you.
All of it. For Alex, for a soon-to-be vacationing Tanny, I am a soon-to-be vacationing Lawrence Holmes. That is my partner, Matt Spiegel. And we say to you, thank you for the love and support you show the show every single day. Spiegs will do his best to repay the favor coming up on Monday's show. Have a great weekend. Have a great holiday next week. And I'll check back in with you after it is all done. Tanny, do it!
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
Happy Thanksgiving to everybody.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.